those searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move! Move!
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello and welcome to Community Spotlight. I've got Alan Dell in the studio. Hello, Alan.
G'day, Herb.
So welcome. Thank you for coming along and being Community Spotlight for this Friday morning. Tell me, you're a local?
I am.
And where did you go to school?
Went to Armidale High School. That's following off on Drummond.
And you enjoyed your high school experience here in Armidale?
No, a great time.
And where did you come from?
So I grew up in Invergarry, but born and bred local, and just out towards Javal Mountain at the moment.
Did you leave Armidale to do some training?
I did. I left as soon as high school was up. I moved down to Sydney to go and follow up on a chef's apprenticeship, and that took me up to Northern Territory and then back down to the East Coast.
So whereabouts did you reside on the East Coast?
Ended up in Sydney for 6 years and then did a stint at Sawtell and Coffs Harbour.
Did you do any fishing?
Everywhere I went. It was fishing mad when I could get out of a kitchen. So always with a line in hand and always thinking about the next place to go and have a cast.
And what type of fishing did you get into?
Spent most of the time offshore. I was lucky enough in Darwin to end up on some of the charters up there through the chefing gig. And then that followed on down at Coffs, and always been a river kid myself. So as much as I could get done in the estuaries and the rivers, salt, brackish or fresh was always the go-to.
And as a chef, did you eat your fish?
Yeah, without a doubt. Nothing better.
Any tips?
Keep them fresh. Look after them. Don't let them stress. There's plenty of good fish practicing ideas out there on YouTube, ways to humanely treat the fish and keep them as fresh as possible so they taste the best.
And I suppose if you're not eating them, you're releasing them.
100%. 99% release. And if it wasn't for a feed or it pretty much didn't come out of salt water, I wasn't going to keep it.
I enjoy beer batter. That's probably my go-to
I think you're a bit of a...
technique.
You're a bit of a hard one if you don't enjoy that.
So you're back in Armidale now as the habitat officer for the Northern Rivers chapter of Ausfish. Is that correct?
That is.
Now tell me about Ausfish.
Well, Ausfish, it's a funny one. I only figured out who they were a couple of years ago, but they've been doing great things for close to a decade now, if not more. They're all about environmental habitat and working for the community and the recreational angler to get the best practices forward for the future and right now, really importantly.
So just Ausfish. So if people want to read more about Ausfish, they go to ausfish.org.au. That's the website, and it's a damn good website. You can see a lot of information on there. It's a non-profit organisation, and I read it's fostering river care, habitat restoration, improving fish and fish stock in our rivers and streams, both inland and salt.
It is, yeah. Australia-wide from the tip of the Northern Territory out to Western Australia and then back down to Tasmania and every water system in between.
And I also see that some of the money comes from our fishing trust, our DPI Fishing Trust, New South Wales Fisheries, which is a portion of our fishing licences. When we buy a fishing licence, a portion goes to the fishing trust, and then people like Ausfish, a non-profit organisation, can go in and help communities improve the habitat and the fish stock.
Absolutely. We're a non-for-profit organisation that just facilitates what happens between government, local community, and trying to come out with the best result.
And I also see you work pretty strongly with Aboriginal people.
100%. That's well and truly within our ethos. It's something that we do on every project, and the employees from Ausfish have a regional Indigenous member on every single chapter.
Excellent. So we might just quickly move to Jumeirik Dam. So why Jumeirik Dam? And tell me about the experience that we've just had last Saturday.
Right. Well, this last Saturday was a really, really good start to what's going to happen in the lower area of the Northern Tablelands here. So the Macleay catchment, having a bass stocking program that flows back east is paramount.
So the idea is to stock the Jimmerik Dam, so it will generate trophy fish into the future?
Absolutely. We're looking at something the size of Mount St. Clair as far as the size of the bass and the trophies that come out of there. There's been a lot of fish that have come out of the higher parts here in the Northern Tablelands that are definitely on scale, if not bigger, than some of the ones that come out of Glenbourne or lower south and further north.
So that would include Malpas Dam as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Malpas has some cracking bass, and there's been some really good photos from what's come out of there.
So tell me about the event that happened on Saturday. It started off at 8 a.m. in the morning. What did it start with?
We had local community members, a couple of food trucks. So Jess from Why Not Occasions and Dino from Dino's Trout Hatchery up there at Black Mountain came down and started to put on a spread. We had DPI Fisheries come down. And
you had some Aboriginal dances as well, I see. And a smoking ceremony, was there?
Yeah, that's right. Kerry Moran and the Silver City Jinder crew came down and they did a beautiful performance for us. A Welcome to Country by Steve Witters. And NBN managed to cover a bit of that.
So you had over 100 people there, I hear?
159 registered for the day. So we were really happy with that. There's an idea that a couple more people turned up and they didn't register, which just means they missed out on the raffle ticket and didn't go into a draw for the prizes that were on offer.
All right. Well, so that's important. Next time we have this, you've got to register. Got to register. I always figure that over 100 people is a success. So 150, 60, 70, that's fantastic. Did many fish get caught?
Yeah, so there was a few fish on the day. We didn't manage to keep up with actually watching how many came in. There was no log of that because we don't have it as a fishing competition per se. But some trout came in at about 55 to 60 centimetres. Beautiful things, fin perfect. And pretty much every single redfin that I saw was around the 40 centimetre, if not above mark.
So that'd be good eating.
Incredible eating. It's the best freshwater fish Australia has to have, and they're a pest, which means you have to take them.
Well, John's interview that I did last week said you've got to skin them, which I didn't know, but he said they were fantastic eating fish.
Absolutely. It's the consensus across all of the freshwater fishing community here.
So it makes perfect sense we have to bash the redfin to ensure that the bass get a good tail hold in that dam.
Oh, without a doubt. We've got to eat the redfin before they eat the bass.
So tell me, what's planned for Jimmerik Dam going forward?
So the idea at the moment, and working with Armidale Regional Council, would be to have a flagship event three times every year. We're looking at spring, summer, autumn. And the numbers are just going to build, the awareness is going to build, and I think it's an extremely positive thing for the community.
So I see that BCF is behind Ausfish as well?
Yep, they're our major sponsors. The guys here at Armidale Shop have just been absolutely incredible for as long as I've known them.
I was talking to John too last week about how cheap some of the fishing gear is now. So you've got the canoes, you've got all the fishing gear, it's certainly a lot cheaper than when I was chasing fish.
It's a funny one. I hope that if I pass away that nobody sells my fishing gear for what I said I paid for it. It is actually getting cheaper. And some of these kayaks, which are 100% promoted on the dam out there, as long as you don't have an internal combustion engine, you're free to get around out there, and no better way to do it than with a kayak, canoe, and a new fishing rod.
So tell me about the vibe on the day.
We just encountered spectacular weather. People turned up, they were happy. There was coffees, there was food. Everyone was chatting. A lot of different friends made. The community came up and had a private chat to myself, Harry, and the guys from DPI. So we made Facebook friends. So it's a great way to network and get to know the rest of the locals.
So is the same thing planned for Malpas Dam?
Yeah, I think Malpas has been going a little bit longer than us, but this is definitely going to be a sister collaboration.
So that's in both the events per year and increased stocking?
Well, I'm not sure what the trajectory will be with Malpas, but we're definitely going to target Jimmerik Dam as being a more family-friendly and disabled-accessed environment because they've just had the beautiful upgrades out there and it's looking spectacular.
No, it is. And I think the disabled access and the age, they are fisher people, even though they might be older and at one of our retirement villages, they are fisher people. So they would love to go out there and have access to the jetty, to the beach, as long as it's good access.
Absolutely. And the toilet amenities and the barbecues on site and the rubbish removal is just second to none. So council have really outdone themselves on that plan.
Yeah, I think it can only get better and better. We were talking last time about it is the start. We don't know where it's going to go, but it's the start of good things to come.
Absolutely. And I'm incredibly excited and happy to be able to use all of my knowledge growing up around the place to facilitate that. And
so I think, tell me about the bass habitat there at the moment. Could we use a bit more habitat structure?
That'd be a great thing to talk about in the future. I think the structure out there at the dam, John did allude last week to having the water structure and the natural structure of the place, but there could definitely be a program in the future to look at making it a lot more user-friendly and habitat-friendly for the bass that should be released out there in the future.
Yeah, I think that reed around the edge is quite a good habitat for young fry, but if we had something extra, that would actually improve the survivability of the fry?
Yep, it definitely will. There's been some great research done by Ausfish into how that will work down the future in other dams and other waterways. So if we can use that knowledge and help make this even better than what it already is, it's something that we'd be really passionate and happy to strive towards.
I think it's very interesting for me. We've got two feral species. One is the redfin, which is good eating and also a predator of the small bass fry, but we've also got the gambusia, the mosquito fish, which is another feral species that can be food for the bass.
It is a bit of an oxymoron. It's nice to know that there's something out there feeding something all of the time. I've heard a lot of people say that dam's empty, there's no fish. Yeah, it's definitely not the truth at any time of the year. So when you figure out how to fish that place, there's plenty of food. It's more or less a thing of going out there and having a crack all throughout the year. And there's trophy fish to be caught.
I think the thing there with the bass and the redfin is that they are on the bite more often than the trout are. Chasing trout for years, they're a hard fish to catch at the best of times, although with a fly rod, I think it improves your outcome. But that's because I'm a fly fisherman. Yeah, the bass and the redfin are always on for a bite.
Yeah, look, I'm a fly fisherman myself, and to tell you the truth, if you're out there chasing trout on a bit of a fly rod, maybe a 5 or a 6 weight, and you ended up with a 45 centimeter redfin, that's going to tow you around. And then if you get a 45 centimeter bass, I hope you're ready to say goodbye and to half your gear and then have a quick trip to BCF on the way home.
So we've had a history of bass stocking out there. We know that there's bass there. We know that there's obviously the redfin and the trout. There's also eel-tailed catfish from previous stockings, I suppose, from the fishing clubs. So what do you think Ausfish can do for the number of fishing clubs that are around here?
It'd be nice just to have the fishing clubs come together. Ausfish can facilitate that just by having an open conversation with anyone who wants to get involved. You can find the Northern Tablelands chapter really quite easily through our website, and start getting involved and having a chat and making your voices heard, and 100% we'll be more than happy to listen.
Yeah, I think with our local fishing clubs, I always found them, Bunnings, they have the barbecue and things like that. They're always up for a chat about fish there. They're a passionate bunch, the fishing fraternity and the fishing clubs that bring people together. So Ausfish being the conduit, to me, sounds just the right recipe for improving the outcome at Jimmerik Dam, particularly with stocking fish, with advice on habitat restoration, whole range of stuff.
Yeah, so far so good. And we just hope to carry this on into the future. Everyone seems to be sparking up and having a chat now, right now, and we can't be happier.
I think the potential, people see the potential now that you've actually run this first event out there last Saturday, so people see the potential.
Without a doubt. So just after a little recap that went out onto social media, Facebook primarily, we've had 14,000 people engaged with that video straight away, which again is half the population of Armidale. So that went out to Armidale and surrounds, Gyra, Yooralla, but that's a big portion of people that were actually interested and supportive of knowing what's going on.
Well, I think that's a good thing for our 2ARM community radio station as well, being involved in this. And it can only put the word out more that Jimmerik Dam will be, continue to be, the jewel of our fishing crown, 15 minutes from Armidale, bass hotspot. And as I grow older, I want to go fishing somewhere where I'm guaranteed to catch a fish. So thank you, Alan, for coming in. Alan's the Ausfish Habitat Officer from the Northern Rivers Chapter, which includes Armidale and on top of the escarpment here. Thank you for coming in and being a local member of our community and on Community Spotlight here at 2ARM.
Appreciate you having you taking your time and having me on. Cheers, Herb.
Broadcast, then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.